From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, we'll get the latest government data on the labor market. Analysts are predicting 185,000 more jobs were added in May, right in line with average job growth over the past year. Yet, President Trump has promised faster job growth under his administration. 25 million new jobs over the next decade is his number. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman crunches this.
To meet the president's goal, the economy would have to add about 25,000 more jobs every month than we've been adding since the election in November. And Jan Sigmund at payroll processor ADP says job growth isn't likely to improve much from here.
We would anticipate that's going to be slowing in the future a little bit further due to the labor market being so tight.
Unemployment's now below 4.5%. There aren't that many people left without a job who want one, and employers say it's getting ever harder to fill vacant positions with qualified workers. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com says the group's quarterly survey of economists found a strong consensus.
We will not hit 3% growth or better, as the president has predicted, for all kinds of reasons, including the fact that the administration seems to be hostile to the notion of immigrants needed to grow the population and to do all the jobs that we need done.
Hamrick says some people who have dropped out of the workforce could be enticed back in, but they'll need training and support, which is lacking right now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.